World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, man. Busy, busy weekend. You know what I was thinking this morning, just as, actually as the intro was playing here on the show, I wish I was 45, 50. I wish I had the opportunity to really, really watch how this whole thing's going to play out. Okay. As far, in case you guys don't know, I don't think the rapture's coming in the next 10 years. That's my opinion. I don't think it is. And I think that some of the most cataclysmic events in the history of the world are going to happen in the next 10 years. And I keep thinking, man, I wish I was a young man to be able to run this race. Larry, feel the same way, Larry, some of us old folks in here. And I hear a lot of people saying, even so, come quickly, Lord. Man, well, first of all, understand this. That when the word says, behold, I come quickly, folks, that doesn't mean soon. Quickly doesn't mean soon. Quickly means quickly. Boom, it'll happen fast, right? Behold, I come quickly. And ever since the first century of Christianity, they've been thinking he's coming quickly. In fact, the first century Christians expected him to return at any time, right? They expected him to return. Ah, that's a whole nother theological argument, debate we could all get into. But no matter what, I know this. We all got just so many days, so many hours, and so many minutes that we have an opportunity to make a difference for the cause of Christ. I wish I was 25. I wish I was 25 and knew what I knew today. I wish it was 1997 and the American Civil Liberties Union was suing me again. I wish I knew then what I know now. Anybody know what you guys know what I'm talking about? There's no teacher like experience. And I don't care who you are, you cannot give somebody else experience. You have to go out and earn it. You have to use the elbow grease, the knee pads, if you will. You got to walk out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I hate to tell you this, I think the ride's just beginning. That's what I think. I think that we are going to see the most. I don't know how it's going to play out. I really don't know. And I'm sick and tired of this idea that we win in the end. I want to win before the end. I want to win in my day and in my hour. It's like going, you know, I'm a Ohio State Buckeye fan. I'm glad that the Buckeyes won in 1968, won the national championship with Rex Kern and Jim Otis and Rufus Mays. And I'm glad they won. Jack Tatum, I'm glad they won with those guys. But the 1968 national championship doesn't do me a whole lot of good here in 2021. I want to win now. It's not the attitude of the church, though, is it? Not the attitude of the church. The churches defeat us. We lose. Look at, oh, my goodness, look, it lines up right here, Coach. It says it right here in the book of Revelation. By the way, it's the book of Revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not the book of Revelations. It's not the revelations. It's the revealing of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's another whole show that we could do, right? It's a revealing of who Jesus Christ is. That's what it is. Book of Revelations. Not the Google it. I got an old King James version here. I could hold it up and show it to you right now. Let me see right here. In big capital letters, it says, hang on, I'm getting there. Hang on. The revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John. That's what it says in my Bible. The book of the revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John. Not the revelations. Not the book of Revelations. It's a revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Conquering king, riding back on a white horse, and righteousness is going to judge and make war. Wow. So anyway, I'm not, I'm 68, I'm not 48, and I'm going to fight for all I'm worth to the very end. And I just want to, how do I say this? The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. You know what I'm talking about?
Ain't what she used to be.
Right. So Michelle and I, you know, we got back from Kentucky. We had a great time down in Kentucky. I love those people down there, OJ and Dorita and Linda. See, start saying names, you forget names. I love being around common God-fearing people. I'd much rather rub shoulders with OJ Eastwood than George Bush or whoever. You pick whoever. I like people who are real, real Christians, real men, women of God. By the way, we're raising those up all across America. We are, man. We had a bunch of bees buzzing this weekend. A lot of good stuff going on. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to win, boys. We're going to win. Listen, if you're lining up for the rapture, bus, start watching somebody else because I ain't in that line. And as far as I know, they're in the line. As far as I know, wherever you are, you'll be in line, no matter where you are. And I think it's a lot more likely that I'm going to be effective out in the streets where the devil's prowling than I'm ever going to be hiding inside my stained glass fortress. Got a chance to speak yesterday. I want to thank Jim for setting us up in a church yesterday, a church that in Kentucky that didn't close during the whole no masks in there yesterday, little Baptist church. We talked about salt yesterday. The salt's falling out of a salt shaker here. I don't get in many churches. The pastor said that it's kind of cool. He said he Googled me. He's told the congregation before I got a chance to speak, he said I Googled him. And he quoted something that was on one of the Google sites about me. By the way, Google's a noun, not a verb. And he read it out loud. He says, man, this guy's got the right kind of enemies. I want to have him in here. Now, that doesn't happen very often, does it? Had a great service yesterday. A lot of good stuff going on. I'm going to have some of you come in here and share a little bit because there are a lot of activities going on last week. I got something I want to get to. I'm looking at my calendar book over here. Hang on. A lot of stuff I want to get to. I want to give you a fair warning, okay? Listen, everybody listen to me. Because some of you are stepping into the battle for the first time. Some of you are engaging the enemy for the first time. Understand this. It's like football or baseball. Start out in biddy league. Let's go baseball. Maybe you'll understand that a little bit. You go biddy league, t-ball. My grandson David's in t-ball. They hit the ball off the tee. Some of the kids don't even know to run. They don't even know they're supposed to run. But they're learning. David knows to run. And then after t-ball, then you move into coach pitch. It's kind of the same thing, except now they're pitching it to you, but the coach is pitching it to you, real slow. Then you move into little league, and they have levels of little league. And then you move into the pony league. And then you move into Babe Ruth league. And then you move into, dare I say, American Legion, high school baseball. And then you progress if you get an opportunity to go to college baseball. And after college, then you get a chance to go play. Maybe you get drafted, you get signed, you go play in the minor leagues. Then you work up through A and then B, A, B, double A, triple A. Then you make it to the big leagues. Folks, listen. Different levels, different devils. You hear me? Higher levels of Christian activity, you will run into higher levels of demonic activity. For the most part, if you are just sitting around inside your prayer closet, just going to church on Sunday and playing church on Sunday, the devil ain't going to mess with you a whole lot. Why would he mess with you? Why would he? He'll leave you alone every once in a while. He may poke you in the chest or something, you know. He may do that. As we've spoken about, most of it is carnal, getting control. Man, running to a lot of people, losing a lot of weight, because we're getting control of that carnal nature, that carnal man, right? A lot of it. But I want to start out because go to my Facebook page real quickly. This wasn't new to me. I kind of chuckled because I was in Michelle and I. God, I love my wife. Whoa, Jennifer Lopez, put some clothes on there, Jennifer. I don't know how that got up in there. Michelle and I were down in Kentucky with the crew down in Kentucky, and Got to see a peacock. I don't know if I should be able to show you that or not. Go to my own home webpage. Click on, there you go, babe. There you go. There's me. Okay, right there. Because Reggie and her crew, listen, I'm going to give you some of you a chance to come in here and testify. But I want you guys to see this, okay? And I chuckled to my wife. I said, oh, baptism under fire. Hey, Reggie, you guys, listen. The devil watches this show. The devil's team watches this show. Now, maybe they don't watch it, but they monitor it, okay? They monitor our Facebook page. So what did they find out? Well, they found out that we were going to be in Columbus. We were going to do an event in Columbus. And I should have given fair warning. Devil's coming. Devil's going to be there. I want to show just a real quick little clip of this. This is Reggie and her crew. And God bless all of you who showed up with Reggie. I know Ohio Brett showed up and Mike Blake. I saw Mike Blake and Liberty Mel was there. I'm sure I'm missing some others. But we had a team that was there. And the Devil's team showed up. Go ahead and play just a clip of this.
Of Luciferians and Satanists here, so this is what prayer does right now.
To dash your head against the stone, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble.
Prayer.
Let's stop that second. Folks, that's what they call jamming. Jamming, okay? Some of you are going to start running into this more and more. Jamming is when you're trying to get a message out, particularly about Jesus Christ. You start something about that name. You start to mention that name, and those demons start to cackle, right? They start to cackle, all right? So this is what we see going on. Mel was reading or something from the scripture there, and they start to jam. Sometimes they'll pound drums. Sometimes they'll play horns, make all kinds of noise to silence the mouth of Jesus, all right? It doesn't work, but that's exactly what they do. And I want you to know this also. Most times when you go, you start to get involved, the police probably aren't going to be on your side. Probably aren't going to. The police will permit them to do basically whatever they want to, especially in Columbus. Columbus is a pretty wicked city. And so they got baptism under fire. So I'm going to, more of this video is at my Facebook page, but I'm just going to let maybe some of you that were there, Brett, or I know Brett was there, Reggie's in here. I'll let Reggie go first. Reggie, talk a little bit about how your event went as you cook, making me hungry. Give us a little layout on that, Reggie. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Josh. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. God bless you. You're right. A lot of people are at different levels. I kind of told everybody at the end, welcome to spiritual warfare. This isn't new to me, but some of the people were really taken back. I know Brett had a comment because he had never heard anybody say to his face, hail Satan. I'm not laughing because it's a joke. I'm laughing because I'm joyous. I really am, because this is what we're trying to do. People, we're fighting. This is good and bad. This is God and Lucifer. And like Coach said, you're not going to, God bless you for in your prayer closets. You're never going to engage in a real battle if you don't get up off your butt. Sorry. But I had been preparing. I had people praying all over the world for this event. So we were prepared way in advance. And I knew we were going to meet opposition. I knew it. And that's why I couldn't get the permit. I tried and I tried. And even they canceled that one event. So I knew what we were up against. I knew what was coming. It was pretty loud. I knew they were going to do these things, and we ministered to them. I told Mel, start Psalm 91, and then I got up and we started praying over them and against them, and then the church bell. Oh, let me tell you about the church bell. So the church bells across the street, they told on themselves. Guys, children are trafficked through all kinds of churches, okay? When we started, those church bells didn't quit for probably about 20 minutes straight. So I'm going to tell you, that's how you got to start paying attention and learning coming out, because you're going to learn how these people tell on themselves. So those church bells went off and didn't stop for about 20 minutes. So
especially those downtown churches, right, Reggie? Those downtown churches,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, those tunnels run underneath them. Those tunnels run under the Capitol, and we actually did spiritual work over that Capitol. We were taking down strongholds. So, so proud of everybody. Everybody was, after they first got over their initial
stage. Yeah. You know, I feel bad because I hadn't mentioned to people that they would have to expect this thing, but we know they're following us here. Anybody else that was there that wants to comment?
Brett, hey, Coach, I'll tag in. But there were so many of Coach Dave Live's team there. So many of you were there. John Cullison, Betty Perkins did an amazing
job. Yeah, Betty.
She's a warrior. And her dog, Dingo. Hey, Coach, your team, that's what's one of the most beautiful things about your team is that I think you said that you had six events going on Saturday, six events where all of us were coming quickly because like a strong safety, you don't call the strong safety blitz every play, but when you call it, you better come quickly to the quarterback with force. And that's what happened with God let it on Reggie's heart to start the Tiny Hearts Brigade. She shared it with her group, and we listened, we showed up, and we were there, and whatever role it was. And wow, yes, baptism by fire. You know, did you ever have to get called, hey, huddle up, you go here, you go there, shoulder to shoulder, now, form a circle, don't let them through. Little commands like that, following Reggie's lead. Wow, what a day. Yep. And when you say the name Jesus, and their eye starts going nuts, and they can't look you in the eye in the name of Jesus.
Hey, Brett, they call themselves Satanists. We don't, right? They identify as Satanists.
That's right. That's right. And Reggie did such a great job, and so many of the great speakers. Guys, this is an evil topic, okay? This is a disgusting topic that makes me sick that the Christian church doesn't wake up and each one of us get our salvation story right. Because whatever yours is, I'm a simple man, and all I know is there's nothing in the world I could do to spend eternity with God. But I personally believe that God let his only son come down, live on earth with us 33 years, fulfill all the prophecy by letting himself being killed on the cross. He could have called in the army of angels, right? But he let himself because of prophecy, because God is a loving God, and he hates evil. But he rose again in 3 days. I believe that with all my heart. And he's in heaven now. It's fulfilled. It's done. So I believe that.
Amen.
And now, because I believe that, what? I'm a Gentile. I wasn't Jew. So I got, what's the word? Now I'm adopted in. I'm immortal. I'm a son of God who's adopted in, who's going to spend eternity with this team. That's stuff that, Coach. I'm sorry for getting ranting because I got a call last night from John on your team who you coached at London High School. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A stud of the Lord who encouraged me, and he shared that. And he said, Brett, we're going to do legendary things. And that's what Coach was talking about at the beginning, I think, where he said that he wants to be 45. He wants to be 25 again. Yes, I do too. And here we go.
Amen. Hey, amen. Let's first of all, it's our team. It ain't mine. Okay. It's our team. It isn't mine. I understand what you're saying, Brett. We're on a team. We're in this thing together. And folks, remember this. Jesus didn't fight back on the way to Calvary because why? 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of Man manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. He came and fulfilled a purpose. He didn't let selfish ambition, he didn't get distracted. His job was to go to that cross. He could have stopped it at any time, but for this purpose, his mission statement was go to that cross. And when you do it, you will destroy the work of the enemy. He did it.
Yes, did it. Coach. Hey, I don't want to take much time on the show, but I felt the spirit of everybody on this team. We all invest our time to get up, you know, some of them a lot earlier because they live out west. But you could sense the prayer warriors, the team, the Air Force. Oh, my gosh. Their role was 1,000 times bigger than mine. 1,000. Mm. I just wanted to share that.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, prayer warriors.
Amen. Come on in, Glenn and Rochelle. Come on, Glenn.
Yeah, so it was a really good – the way
Karina and I were there. I'm glad we got there a little bit early. I had a chance to help Reggie set up the frame that supported the banner. So I was glad to get there early. But the amazing thing is there was a human shield that formed a ring around the speaker's podium to prevent those cacklers from you know, penetrating. So it was really good. And the police actually had to come down. They were standing up on the top of the stairs, and there were 12 of them lined up. They were just standing there watching. Eventually that witch, okay, she was just, she got into a little bit of a scuffle. So they, about six of them came down and separated her. But Brett did an outstanding job as the MC. He just kept the speakers, you know, going, and the message, Reggie was able to get the message out along with the other speakers. So it was really good. They could not prevent or stop this from happening.
Amen. Good first step. Yep. Glenn, welcome to Ohio. Rochelle, come on in.
Good morning, team. Spencer, good to see you back. So, wow, amazing job, everyone. Kudos to all of you. And I was thinking the other night, I had watched a little bit of Russ Dizdar's event. And let me just tell you guys who have not, it's the best $30 you're going to spend. So just do it. You're going to learn so much. But I was thinking that there's like four stages that, you know, I'm sure there's more, but in my mind, four that Christians go through. And I have been stuck in stage two. And I am seeing you guys, you are out there in stage four. You know, the first stage, you just realize there really is a God. Okay.
They're stillborn, Michelle.
I think most people listening to this show are out of step one. Most of us, probably like me, are in phase two to three, where he's transforming our character. We're seeing fruit. But then stage three is when he actually, your life has to start aligning with his. And he works to help you do what he wants. So first you have to realize what that is and then do it. And that's where I haven't quite got there yet. But then where you guys are here in stage four, he is strengthening you. He's enabling you guys to do, endure more hardship and serve him. And I can't wait till I get there.
We're all going to get there, Rochelle. We're all going to get there. Some are on first
Amen.
Base.
Thank you
some
all.
Are on second base. Some are on third base. And some have hit a home run. But we're all in this thing together. Kevin Van Story, what the heck went on down there in Neosho, Missouri?
We had good morning, Coach. We had 22 Christian warriors that showed up. We actually had 25, but we had one couple just showed up to go fishing for a little bit and then they left. But we had some phenomenal spiritual meat to chew on. Randy was here with his wife, Kay, Big Ed and his wife, Janice, and T-Ray. It was a phenomenal day. And in the process, I let everybody know that my next Goliath is tonight. I'm taking on the Neosho school board.
Yeah,
and
baby.
The Neosho superintendent to get them to take the mask off of our children.
Amen. Amen.
So that's my next task right now. So
all right. All right, brother.
Put some prayer behind me and strengthen me so I can go take this battle on.
Go get him, Kevin. Go get him. Betty Perkins, come on in, Betty. Proud of you, Betty, to be down there in Columbus helping those folks out.
Well, I'm proud of Reggie and Brett. They did an amazing job. I tell you what, they fought. Poor Brett. I felt so bad for him. I wish my dog would learn to sick him and bite the few of those in the butt. But anyway, it was great to be with the warriors and the Christians. And it was hilarious because they kept stepping kind of on my dog's tail. So I said, please leave my dog alone. So that little witch said, well, you know, the dog's talking to me. He's telling me he doesn't like you. I said, what? My dog talks? Mm. And she said, yeah, he's telling me though he hates his owner. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I agree with you. He doesn't like me, but he loves me. And we love you. And she
Amen.
Just gone.
You could tell her this for me. She might be listening this morning. Her children feel the same way about her. Huh? Her children, she doesn't know it, right? She's not smart enough to understand that she's destroying her children, right? That's a sad thing. They're worried about you and a dog. Come on in. Come on in, Jeff, Nelden, Larry. That's your cue, Jeff. Larry, come on in.
Yeah, you know, back in the before the turn of the century, the LGBT maggot crowd came to Myrtle Beach every year for a parade. And the first couple of years, there was a lot of resistance to them and stuff. And they scheduled a comeback next year. And then all of a sudden, they had a year there wasn't any resistance to them. And then they stopped scheduling Myrtle Beach. They wanted the notoriety. They wanted the news. They wanted the pushback. Yeah, they, now, I wonder if that little witch, Michelle, that's her name, right?
Yeah, she ain't little, though.
Yeah, well, that, I wonder if that little fat squat witch, if next time she shows up, just thank her for coming to punctuate the message that you're giving because of her resistance. Michelle, because of your resistance, you're making the words that we say mean even more. Thank you for showing up. And yeah, what would the little bitch do?
She's a great encouragement to us, Larry. She helps us know the battle is real. Stephanie, come on in here, Stephanie. Talk about the spiritual warfare going on where you are, Stephanie.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Coach. Yeah, first of all, yeah, everybody, sorry I couldn't be there. It's been a very crazy week for me. Yeah, mine real quick literally started 10 minutes after I got home from the Rust and Star conference. Literally, the motor and the beam, I sent it out to you and a few others, literally came swinging down and missed my temple by about half an inch. And if that would have hit me, that would have taken me out. That was 10 minutes after I came home. I have had cars pulling out in front of me, things falling down from at work. And then the garage door came slamming down again like a guillotine and almost got me a second time. Today, got to get that replaced.
Hey, Stephanie, body. Stephanie, the devil hates you because you're like David.
Oh, he
Arthur.
Hates my guts, and yeah. I'm so happy.
Yeah, he, so know, happy he knows. He knows you know, baby. He knows you know, huh?
From all corners, from all sides, people. And let me tell you what a revealing. And first of all, before I say any more, Coach, can I pray for a second, please?
Sure. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I want to target prayer right now, Lord. Ask for each and every one of us listening right now, whether they know you or not, Lord, myself included. I want you to please, Lord, come into each of us, search us deep down into our core, to the unknown, to the things that might be hidden, any attachments, any curses, anything's open, any windows, doors of any kind, anything known, unknown, used against us, possibly. I ask that they be dissolved, cut, and sent back to hell from where they came from. This is very real, Lord. I thank you for all the unveiling, and I ask for every person right now to have whatever, if there's anything hidden, to be unveiled. Let the scales fall off of everybody right now, because now is the time. It is all stepping up. In the name of Jesus, I just ask to protect each and every one of us. Thank you for letting us dwell under your shadow. And for everybody and all the prayer warriors, thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hey, folks,
people,
remember this.
Say Jesus, there's a problem. If you cannot verbally say the name Jesus, and that you cannot say out loud, I love Jesus Christ, he is my Savior, you have a problem.
Amen.
Check yourself every day.
It's at the name of Jesus every knee will bow. Not Yeshua, not whatever. God bless all those other names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ. See, God. God bless America. God this, God that. Which God? Which God? It's the name of Jesus. See, you got to use that name that's above every name. They hate it, my friends. They hate it. They hate that name. Come on in, Jeff, now.
Yeah, I was going to say my mic was off. Sorry. Brett, they had 12 people in front of her. There was Nehemiah's stone wall.
Amen. Amen. Hey, let's don't give them any more credit than they deserve. That kingdom's coming down, see? They are on the losing side. You guys notice this? We don't run to their events. Well, I don't run to their events. Go be a witch all you want to. I ain't coming to your event. Why would I do that? No, no, no. They have to piggyback and try to get attention off the things that the Lord is doing. Come on in, Debbie Perkins and then Brett.
Just wanted to give a shout out to my city, Lubbock, who passed Proposition A. It is almost 2-1, actually, and now we are a sanctuary city.
Got that on my note. I got that on my notes. A sanctuary city for the preborn Lubbock, Texas. Is that right, Debbie?
That's right. There will be no abortions performed within the city of Lubbock's city limits. So as the gates of hell start to come against us, we're ready. They've already lined up to sue us. So we're not afraid.
Yep. Getting those wicked courts. You know what they need now? Here's what they need now. When the courts show up, when the judges show up, they need a battalion of Christians out in front of the courthouse, not letting those lawyers in, say, get the hell out of here, dudes. Get out of here. You got no authority here. You got no authority over here.
Like the man at his church in Canada?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, like the man at his church in Canada. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm outside. The wind is really kicking up. Let me move to the corner. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. I wanted to know if you might be able to whatever. Can you do that?
I can't hear you, man.
Shoot, sorry. Let me find another spot.
Get done.
Is any better?
Brett Bull, come in. Brett, come in. I cannot hear. Okay, I can't hear.
It's going to rain.
Brett, come on in, Brett.
All right, Coach. Hey, I'll come in. And I do want to give a shout out to our Ohio State Patrol troopers that did engage. And don't forget, they all listened. So when Reggie was sharing and the prayers were going on and Betty was speaking and all the other speakers, Super Dave Roberts did a great job too, that they were listening. So they got exposed. And I want to say thank you, Lord. Your timing is always perfect. You're never late. You're never early. Remember, on the other side of the Capitol that morning was supposed to be a huge Back the Blue rally, right? Well, for whatever reason, God allowed that to be canceled. I believe personally because some of the other people that actually helped form that line, if you look at the video, you see the guy there with the rifle, he would have been on the other side. The American regulators, a wonderful group I want to learn more about, that they're getting involved in human trafficking and Jesus. Wow, they were there to help support us. And then there were some studs for the Lord. I won't say his name on the air. He came down from Mansfield. You know who you are. Yeah. You're recruited because, you know, it's so easy for me when I meet people, Coach. Hey, you like what we're doing here? You like what Reggie's doing? Well, do the same thing we do. Every single day, get your butt on CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. And boy, when I said that, boy, they hissed. They even just saying get on Coach Dave Live, they hissed. But I want to say these events are good for recruiting. So it's recruiting. You see people and you drive them. Wow. Well, yes, we have our own little issues. Tiny Hearts Brigade's going to go everywhere. Ohio Brett's going to go connect people to help in all 88 counties. Yeah. But I'm on a team. I'm on a team. So we can recruit to the team. I want to that point.
It's the NFL draft live here. Coach Dave, that's what it is. Bobby Lee, are you out there, Bobby Lee? Give us a little rundown, Bobby, and what happened down where were we? Kentucky? Are you there, Bob?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Bobby. Yeah, give us a rundown there, brother.
Well, it was a great weekend. We showed up Friday, as many as possible. We were by the lake shooting bows, arrows, throwing some knives, cooking out, fellowshipping. It was great. Saturday morning, we met with a state representative for a couple hours. He's one of us. It was really good change. People got to express themselves. We went on to the Honking Wave, put boots on the street there in Maysville, Kentucky. I didn't see any fingers. I don't know about anybody else. No middle fingers. It was a great experience, a great training for those that haven't done it. And then we went. There's an old town there outside of Maysville, late 1700s, early 18th century town. That was a good experience. Yeah. And Coach Dave had the platform, had the pulpit Sunday morning. Unrestrained. It was just a fabulous weekend. And if you guys aren't stepping out into the arena and developing these on your own in your own areas of the nation, you're really missing out and failing the people around you.
So, Bobby, let's be truthful here. And even though this sounds arrogant, I'm just going to say it. Every church in America needed to hear that message Sunday morning, didn't they, Bobby? Every church in America needed to hear that message. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it, folks. I don't know why. Talked about salt. You're the salt of the earth and what it means to be the salt of the earth. The average Christian doesn't have any idea. We're the sugar of the earth. We're the cotton candy of the earth. We're all these other things, man. Boys, we gotta up our game. Larry, then Betty.
Yeah, I want to piggyback on what Brett had to say. Each and every one of these events that we go to, no matter what they are opportunities to network, to recruit. And I'm going to do a little recruiting right now for Friends of Liberty because, see, Friends of Liberty, what it does is when you hook up with Friends of Liberty, what you're doing becomes aware to the rest of the country. I mean, what people from other places see what you're doing where you're at, and they can come to you and ask you to help them do what you're doing where they're at. And that's the whole thing about Friends of Liberty is helping groups work with each other, get to know each other and stuff. And I can't emphasize enough that interweaving of groups is going to be the key to our success. If we don't unify like the other side has done, we lose. But we can unify. We've just got to start doing it.
Got to get out of our... Mel would say, get out of our silos. Got to get out of them. Betty, did you want to say something? Okay, sweetie. She just left her hand up. Scroll down. I want to show you guys something else. It's pretty amazing. This doesn't have anything to do with anything. I got to show you the picture of this peacock. This is unbelievable. Michelle and I wrote you can see on the screen, we rode across on the ferry yesterday. Keep on going down. This is amazing, folks. I don't know. At this farm where we got to stay.
Folks, this is the second time today.
They got a peacock. Where do you guys ever see one of these in a wild? Look at this. Go ahead and play that, Spence.
Look at him. Hey, dude, can you walk around a little bit? Look at those things. His feathers are vibrating.
I can't get a good picture.
Do that again. Vibrate those, man.
His feathers vibrate. You can hear him rattle.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's his feathers.
He's strutting his stuff. That's how
you do this fine day.
Hey.
Good to hear. I'm going to ask your support for Donald J. Trump. Y'all know he's ahead in the polls, right? I guarantee you this country's going down a big hole if you ain't supporting this man.
Amen.
Don't you want to keep all them immigrants out of here? They're trying to just...
Okay, so we can get rid of this is fascinating. The fact that we got to see this. I've seen him at the zoo. This guy's walking around. Then you ought to hear him yell at night. And I said, I got to get one of these things. And then somebody was watching the video live. Said, oh, no, don't do that. They'll jump up on your car and scratch your car. And they said, they tear everything up. You don't want a peacock. But man, oh, man, it was wow. Hey, Spencer, move ahead a little bit farther and look at the feather structure on the back. See if you can move it just ahead a little bit. And see, look at that. Oh, back there, Spencer. Go back.
This is transgender.
Oh, my. Keep going. Keep there. Oh, my goodness. There. Look at that. That's his back. That's his back. Oh, my goodness. Then the front of it's got all those eyeballs everywhere. It was. I don't know if it was a message from the Lord or not, but I'm telling you. It was something. Come on in, Rochelle.
Hey, Coach. I remember there was a quote from Darwin, and the peacock really bothered him because he could not figure out how or why a peacock looked like that and had those amazing colors. It just blew him away.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I filmed for about 10 minutes. I couldn't, 11 minutes and 40 seconds. I couldn't believe it. And Stephanie said she used to take care of them. They vibrate to show off. I thought he was looking for a woman. I wasn't sure, but that's what my guess was. He probably saw Michelle. Probably saw my wife. Hey, you ever seen my wife? I'll make your feathers come up. Yeah, your bones will start shaking.
Yeah, but you don't want them during mating season.
Yeah,
our neighbor had one, and I ended up with a nail hole in my leg because he thought I was there for mating.
Yeah, I found out I'm not going to get a peacock. I'm not going to get one. Larry, you still microphone still open?
Peacocks. It's been said that they have that amazing feather display to take attention away from their ugly feet. kind of like LGBTQ. They paint themselves up as what they're not to take the attention away from their ugly souls and selves.
Amen. And hey, Spencer, if you can, real quick, pull up our schedule of events, folks. I just some stuff out there. I want to. By the way, Tim and Naomi, you're still not up on our website. I don't know what's going on. I'm taking care of that. I don't know how I didn't see your event on there. I was looking down through it this morning, and so that's. I'll take responsibility for that. So we'll get that up for you. Okay. Folks, again, I'm not going to talk about these things. Please check this regularly. We're bumblebees. What kind of bees? Tony, the exterminator, called me and explained to me what was going on with the bumblebees. So that's his stuff. Temple, Texas, Friday the 7th. That's this weekend. Chad's having an event next weekend. Bob and Tammy, up at Lisbon, Ohio. You can come from Pennsylvania. You can come from a lot of different directions. End of June, pass the PT, Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade, quarterly huddle, June 11th, June 18th, our national event. Don't miss our national event here, June 18th. July 21st, Pennsylvania Brigade, tactical preparedness, fighting and striking, Millersburg, Saturday the 10th. The 30th is a tactical training huddle, Dr. Lesser Magistrate in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, yeah, up Cheesehead Country. Yeah, we're going to be up there. August, Eastern Ohio Salt and Light Brigade team huddle. How about that? Miss Perkins is getting involved. Says, we're going to have one of these things on the 14th, Friday the 20th. I got to talk more about this because Clay's putting a lot of time and effort and energy into Kindred of the Kingdom Conference on August 20th. Folks, this is going to be a vacation. Bring your family, a vacation, time of relaxation, teaching, huddle, get together, and everybody relax. We're going to start pushing out. That's August 20th. Then, all right, Naomi, it is up there. Family Preparedness Summit. Naomi and Tim down. That's Labor Day weekend. Folks, we got more stuff going on. We are bumblebees buzzing everywhere. Everywhere. Now, listen, if you want to organize something, just let us know. Now, I'm going to tell you, Michelle and I, or me in particular, I'll do everything I can to get there. Chad Estes will do everything he can to get there. But here's the truth. Some of you are going to have to hold events without us.
I just want to know why I should drop off these pizzas.
Listen, block this guy. Okay? I don't know who that guy is, but he doesn't have any manners. So let's try to, you know, infiltration, right, folks? A lot of infiltration going on. So, folks, the schedule, there it is. And we got to focus in on a couple of that Kindred of the King. Clay, you want to talk about what's going to go on at that Kindred of the Kingdom comp? Folks, it's about fellowship. It's about fellowship. Stop buying your lottery tickets. Huh? Stop buying your lottery tickets. Stop wasting money and save it to come together to be with this group. It's unbelievable. May 22nd, Chad just sent me. We're in Montana. What? Yes. Montana, May 22nd. Go ahead. Who did I see? Who did I talk to? Who's I yelling out there? Come on in, Clay.
That's me, Coach. Yeah. We're just going to try to have it's going to be kind of like a summer camp, but we're going to have speakers. We got 15 chalets in the hollow of the East Tennessee mountains, and you're going to be back in nature. And once you get there, you're not going to have to park your car. You just park your car and walk from the lodges back to your chalet. Go look at a waterfall. Go walk through the mountain trails. And we're just going to fellowship, and we're going to learn some situational awareness training with Chad Estes and Bobby Lee. We're going to go take a hike up on Roan Mountain, go to the state park. It's just going to be a weekend of fellowship and fun, folks. And one last thing about this. This is kind of like a summer camp. Now, this past weekend, when I was with Coach and John Brockhoff at OJ, we stayed together. And listen, Coach slept on a pull-out couch, and I slept on a cot. Now, this is not going to be that situation here. You're going to have a bed to sleep in. You know, unless you just want to sleep on a sleeping bag or a cot, you're going to have a bed to sleep in. So don't worry about this being a rustic situation. But it is going to be in a situation where you'll need to, you know, share some space with people.
It's a family event, folks. It's a family event. Bring your family. Right, Clay?
We'll have a men's and a women's chalet, so don't worry about that. We look forward to seeing you.
Great, Clay. We'll start pushing this more and more. Hey, Clay, what's it cost? Now, folks, this is all-inclusive. What's it cost, Clay?
It's a, if you're staying on site, you pay $150 and you get three nights of, you know, a bed in a nice air-conditioned chalet for three nights, and you get to eat, you get to go to the conference and take place, you know, take advantage of all the training and activities. And, you know, if you wanted a private chalet, it costs you probably $600 to do that. So $150 and you get to participate the whole weekend.
Hey, man, I'll be there, Clay. Mark me down. I'll be there. Come on in, Myra.
Good morning, Saints. How are you?
Awesome.
Reggie, hi, Brett. Reggie and Kay and Randy. Betty, thank you for supporting and being there. My prayers were with you. And I just want to read Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act on behalf of his good purpose. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. He needs people, baby. Boots on the ground. Boots on it. We're buzzing everywhere. Listen, I got to Oh, my goodness. I only got 14 minutes left. 14 minutes. Do this. Do me a favor. Pull up critical race theory. Pull that up for me, if you could, Spencer, and then put it in the chat as well, because I got this today in my, it says March 25th, so I got it maybe a week ago, but I saw it today. Hey, folks, listen, I'm not going to be one of those guys who's going to be silenced and shamed into speaking the truth. I'll never do that. I give you this promise. I will never do that. Be silenced or shamed into not speaking the truth, okay? I'm going to tell you something. This whole racism thing is from the pit of hell. It's from the pit of hell. It is the divide and conquer weapon that they are using. I'm going to say it again. There is no racism in America. Oh, there's pockets of it. Hey, folks, there's a lot more of anti-Christian bigotry. Can you imagine if Reggie and his crew had shown up at a Black Lives Matter event? Now, I can't even use them. What if they'd have shown up at a NAACP event and they started to harass them? What if all those white faces were there harassing the blacks? Oh, you'd have never seen the end of it, right? But Satanists can come. Oh, yeah, the Satanists can come, and they can berate and do whatever they want to white men with white. I'm just going to call it the way it is, folks. White men with white faces, Christian white men, WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants are open game. Now, I'm not into a race war. I'm not into any of that stuff. But if you don't wake up and understand that there is an assault on white Christian Americans, you're going to wake up too late. You're going to wake up too late if you don't understand what the game is all about. And I was thinking about when we were in that little town in Kentucky, Washington, whatever it was. It's an old replica. They left the old buildings up and everything. Simon Kenton. Clay gave me a lesson on Simon Kenton. To think what our ancestors did that we might have liberty here in America today, and it's being undermined in your school with your tax dollars. It's being taught in your university, with your tax dollars. Our elected officials are promoting it. See, it's the whole idea, once again, of saying, hey, I'm white, I'm Christian, I'm sorry. I ain't buying it anymore. I'm not buying it anymore. They can call me whatever name they want to. They do that anyway. Call us whatever name they want to. It isn't true. It might shock you, folks. It might shock you to find out that the Dobbenmeyer family line ain't pure white. We ain't the House of Windsor, if you know what I'm talking about here, right? Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm a Melungeon myself. I'm a minority myself. And I'm not going to continue to bow down and say something simply because somebody's going to say I'm a racist. Okay. Now, Spencer, did you put this in the chat? If you do, put it in the chat because I don't have time to go down through. Okay, good, man. I didn't have time to go down through it all, but I want to show you guys something. Okay. This is when you get an opportunity, go back and read this from Peter Kurzenau, March 25th, 2021, from the Federalist. Okay. Go read this article. But Spencer, scroll down because they're teaching critical race theory. Remember we had Pastor, oh my goodness. Give me his brand. Oh my goodness, my brain just went dead. Stevie, Pastor Stevie Kraft on with us a couple weeks ago. Remember that?
Stevie.
Yes, scroll on down, folks. Look, here. Keep going right there. That's what I want. Okay, folks, this has been taught in universities, okay? It's been taught coming to a public school near you, okay? Behaviors of white people. Are you listening to me? Can you imagine if we stereotyped all black people? Can you imagine if I put out a paper stereotyping all black people or all Hispanic people? This is what you can expect. But it's okay to do it of behaviors of white people. Hey, stay with me here. Yeah.
Hey, Coach, I didn't want to interrupt. I know you're running out of time, but let me tell you, this is all about projection. And CRT is all about monetizing guilt.
That's right. Monetizing guilt. Thank you, Vinny. Yeah. Thank you, Vinny. Yeah. Hey, Vinny, you black, white, yellow, green, you Melungeon. What are you, Vinny? Huh?
I'm human, just like
okay,
you.
Okay, human. Wow, that's different. So to give but one example, in August of 2020, that was like last year, the University of Kentucky, which we just were there, held trainings for student residents. In other words, when the kids come and stay in a dorm, they have an RA, right? Well, there was one training for black indigenous persons of color, whatever the hell that means. I'm one of those. I'm an indigenous person of color. I'm a Melungeon. Google it. Which were called the Healing Space for Staff of Color. Oh, the Healing Space, right? Well, right, white RAs were expected to attend the White Accountability Space. We had to go learn how guilty we are. We all had to go learn how guilty we white folk are, right? RAs were participating in the White Accountability Space were directed to review an attached document entitled Common Racist Behaviors and Attitudes of White People. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I put together a list of black people, stereotypical black behaviors, and then have the government pay to put it in schools? Imagine. Okay, so here's what they are. Stereotypical white behaviors. You ready, folks? Whites believe that they've earned what they have. Wow, that's revolutionary. Rather than acknowledge that extensive white privilege and unearned advantages they receive, believe that if people of color just worked harder. So if you think you earned what you have and those poor black people couldn't work hard and they couldn't have it because you whitey, well, you'd be a racist, boys and girls. It's what they're teaching. They couldn't do this to any other skin color, folks. Hey, right wing watch, I hope you're recording. Two, white people don't notice the daily indignities that people of color experience. Yeah, like having their pants pulled down below their asses and walking around like slaves. You know what I'm talking about, right? You deny them and rationalize them away with PLEs, perfectly logical explanation. We whitey, you racist whitey. Have you noticed that white people accept and feel safe around people of color who've assimilated and are closer to being white? In other words, have you noticed Uncle Toms are better to being around than real black people? You notice that, you whiteys, you racist, bigoted whiteys. Folks, can you imagine this being done with black names, black characteristics? Blame people of color. Here's what we whiteys do. We blame people of color for their barriers and challenges they experience. And we believe that if they just worked harder, they could pull themselves up by the bootstraps. Hey, LeBron, how you doing, man? People of color, oh, white people dismiss and minimize frustrations of people of color and categorize that person raising issues as militant, angry, having an attitude. That's what all white people do. We accuse black people of doing this. We're working their agenda, not a team player, playing the race card. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. I coach a lot of black kids at London High School. I coach a lot of black kids at Heath High School. We got in that huddle. There weren't no color. Don't let them lie to you, man. Don't let them lie to you. But see, they lie to you and talk about the black church and the white church as if Christianity had a color. Oh, don't get me gone. They focus on the good intent as whites rather than on the negative impact of their behavior. Oh, focus on how much progress blacks have made rather than how much more needs to change. Oh, yeah, there you go. It was poor black folks. It's my fault. It's your fault, Brett. Jeff Mel Rochelle, it's your fault. It's all your fault, huh? You guys did it. Your ancestors did it. They're teaching this in schools with your tax dollars, right? You need to learn to walk on eggshells and act more distant and formal with people of color. Be careful what you say. Hey, then white people segregate themselves from people of color and rarely develop authentic relationships across race. I got black people knocking down my door wanting to be my friend. They come every day, just like a Jehovah's Witnesses. They're knocking on my door wanting to be my buddy, right? Give me a break, right? I ain't buying it. They dismiss the racist experience of people of color with comments such as, that happens to me too. You're too sensitive. That happened because of blah, blah. It has nothing to do with your race. Oh, my God. They exaggerate the level of intimacy. I have black friends. Hey, Vinny's a black friend. I got Vinny. He's a black friend. I got a black car and a black friend. I'm not racist. Unbelievable. They fear that they will be seen and found out as a racist because they have racial prejudice probably in our heart. They focus on themselves as individuals as, I'm not racist. I'm a good... Folks, they're teaching this stuff in our schools. And they refuse to acknowledge Brett grew up in Dublin, Ohio. Hey, those people poop money in Dublin, Ohio. No wonder he's the way he is. Huh? Ain't no blacks in Dublin, Ohio. But there are. They focus on themselves as individuals. I'm a good white. And they refuse to acknowledge a cultural and institutional race. Folks, they're teaching this to our kids. No wonder we're so screwed up. Look to people of color for direction, education, and coaching on how to act and what not to do. We got to coach those poor black people. They don't know how to behave. Compete with other whites to be the good white, the best ally, the one people of color led into their circle. Horse, S-H-I-T.
Yeah.
Horse, S-H-I-T.
It's insane.
It's insane. Let me get Paul Webb in here. Let me get a blackie in here. Come on in here, Paul.
Well, here's the token black person.
Paul, we love you. Paul, we love you, Paul. We're not so sorry that you had to grow up black. I'm so
all
sorry.
Just about all my friends are white.
Oh. You, Uncle Tom.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Uncle Tom was a great man.
Yes, he was.
Well, first of all, this whole thing, critical race theory, first of all, it's not critical thinking. It's emotionalism. And number two, race, there's no, I find even Christians are falling into this trap, saying white Christians, black Christians, there's
Amen.
No distinction. Okay? Yep. Same blood, same baptism, okay?
Amen.
We all we came to Christ in different ways, but the salvation experience is for everybody. Period. There's no difference between, oh, you got the black salvation, I got the white salvation.
That's right. That's
and
right.
We're all colored people, if you really think about it.
Amen. Thank you, Uncle Paul. Thank you, Uncle Paul. Come on in, Patrick. Come on, Patrick.
So, Coach, I wanted to say, look, man, my sister-in-law has 10 kids, right? 10, right? And homeschooled them all, right? So if people don't like what's being pushed in public schools, and I understand that, I totally get it. Homeschool your kids then. You know what I mean? Like, to me, this complaining and whining and moaning about, you know, oh, well, they're teaching this or that, the other thing. Well, just be a parent and you don't have to worry about that. I know that's not going to be a popular opinion, but I mean, get off your fat ass. You know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, you know, curse and whatnot, but no, I just think it, look, if you want to control what your kids learn, then teach your kids for God's sake. You know what I mean? Like, what do I have to do? Like, I'm sorry.
Especially today. You see what they're doing to them. Come on in, Silver. We're short on time. Silver and Craig, quickly, go. Can't hear you, Silver. Craig, go ahead. Silver, somebody, hurry. Joe, you're up. Go.
Hey, Coach. It's your color that goes in the ground when you die. It's your spirit that goes to the Lord.
Amen. There ain't no color of spirit. You're up, Silver. Hurry, Silver. You're up. Doesn't want to. He said he's not in it. Okay, so I did not let Silver in today. Folks, let's wake up. Let's wake up. We are at war. It's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war, and they are focusing us on everything that doesn't matter. Go ahead, Silver. I hear you.
All right, I got it. There we go. Can you see on my screen there?
You got any black guys there, Silver? Are any black faces there?
No, Coach. I'm trying to show you something.
What is it?
Cathode ray tube. CRT. That's what it means. It ain't got nothing to do with some kind of critical race theory. It's just something that sounds good. But that's what that thing is. It's a cathode ray 30-inch television.
Programming. I gotta run. Keep buzzing, you little bees out there. Keep buzzing. We're gonna sting them and we're gonna win. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.